LBN Radio presents Actions of the Heart, presented by Sheikh Muhammad Dua.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda amma ba'd. Today we continue with the first action of the heart, which is al-ikhlas, sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing that we will cover by the will of Allah today are the dangers of not having sincerity. When a person lacks sincerity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, when a person lacks ikhlas, this brings a number of dangers on that person. The first one is prevention from entering paradise. Lack of sincerity is a reason which prevents a person from entering Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever learns knowledge from that which is intended for Allah and does not learn it except to gain a portion of the dunya, he will not smell the scent of paradise on the day of judgment. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked a person not entering Jannah or smelling paradise with the lack of sincerity in the action. Also, from the dangers of lacking ikhlas is that it earns a person hellfire. And this is seen in the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the first three people to enter hellfire. And as the hadith mentions, that one of them is a scholar or a reciter of the Quran, and another one is the man who gives in charity, and the third one is the mujahid who fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions all three over their actions, they claim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it was done sincerely for Allah. But since Allah knows the heart and He knows the intentions, He knew that these three men did not perform these deeds sincerely for Him, but rather for the sake of other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And for that reason, they are the first three people to enter hellfire. So this shows that a lack of sincerity or not having sincerity earns a person the punishment of the fire. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. Also, from the dangers of not having ikhlas, my dear brothers and sisters, is that the actions become rejected and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith Qudsi, I am too rich and great to have partners associated with me. Whoever does an action and associates a partner with me, I will leave him and his shirk. And this shows the greatness of Allah and His pride, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept an action unless it is done sincerely for His sake. And that is why the scholars of Islam have mentioned a very important point, and that is the conditions for an action to be accepted by Allah. In order for our deed to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must meet two conditions. The first one is sincerity. The action must be done for Allah alone. Otherwise, Allah does not accept it. And the second condition is that the action must be in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, it will not be accepted by Allah. So these are two conditions for an action to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one or both of these conditions are missing, then the action is not accepted by the Almighty Lord. The first one is sincerity, and the second one is al-ittiba', it must be in accordance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings. And when we look into the life of the Salaf, my dear brothers and sisters, we find many examples of their sincerity in their actions for Allah Azza wa Jal. If we were to take one of the many examples from the pious predecessors, we take the example of Zain al-Abidin Ali, the son of Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali, the son of al-Hussein, the son of Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. He was known, or during his life he was not known, but later on it was known that he would carry bread in a bag on his back, and he would feed the poor at night, and he would say, the sadaqah in the darkness of night extinguishes the anger of the Lord. The sadaqah in the darkness of night extinguishes the anger of the Lord. So Ali ibn al-Husayn would go around in the streets of Medina in the dark night with bread, and he would feed the poor. And many of the poor families, they would live by what Ali ibn al-Husayn was providing them with, and no one knew who was doing this righteous action. But when he passed away, the action stopped, and when they washed his body, they found the markings on his shoulder from carrying the sack of bread. And that is how they knew that it was him that was performing this action, when during his life, no one knew. And this shows the virtue of the hidden deed. And this shows the ikhlas of the Salaf, that they will do their actions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for the sake of anyone else. And Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.